Thanks, Kimberly. It is 7:36, an hour earlier in the Central Time Zone. I'm Mary Ito with more fresh air. And to start this half hour, I want to play something from singer-songwriter Tanis Slimmon from Guelph. She's been involved with something that I think is really neat and perfect for this time of year, the house concert. Yes, we're going to get the lowdown on this trend in just a couple of minutes. But first, here's Tanis to get us into that concert frame of mood. The song is called Weather Vane. Was obviously a rooster, but that was also Tanis Slimmon and the song Weather Vane. Last week on the show, we talked about the winter blahs setting in and what you can do about it. Well, here's a suggestion that may not only give your spirits a lift, it'll bring a little sunshine into other people's lives as well. Put on a home concert. That's right. Arrange for a local musician to perform in your home, invite family and friends, and then enjoy a very special, intimate musical gathering. That's what Debbie Carroll does on a regular basis in her home in Toronto. And she invites artists such as Tanis Slimmon, a singer-songwriter from Guelph, who you just heard. Tanis has performed at about 20 home concerts, and both Debbie and Tanis are here in the studio to talk about them. Nice to meet you both.
Hi, Mary.
Nice to meet you, Mary.
Debbie, let me start first of all with you.
Okay.
Now, you are a musician yourself.
I am.
Right.
I do children's music, mostly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you and your husband decided to host these concerts in your home.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Oh, there are several reasons. The first reason is probably that we experienced and had a good experience going to a couple of friends' homes who were doing home concerts. And it just was such a different, unique experience of live music that we wanted to do that ourselves. One of the biggest differences is that it takes away the boundary between the stage and the audience. So you can have your favorite performer in your house, and your friends are right there. For us, it's not a plugged-in experience. It's without microphones, and it's just very small, intimate, and live.
Tanis, from your point of view as a musician, I mean, you've performed in different kinds of venues. What is it that you like about performing at a home concert?
I do like the same sort of thing that Debbie just referred to, the intimacy between the audience and me as a performer. The audience is right there. Often there's no stage. You're in a person's living room, a couple's living room, and you can easily talk back and forth to the audience. It's unlike, say, in a theater where everything is a little more formal. And I just love the connection that you have with the audience. And when you're done, you walk out into the audience and, you know, join in on the snacks at the break time and talk to everybody. And it sort of harkens back to the olden days before movies and videos and so on, where mm-hmm. people actually did do music in their living rooms.
Yeah. And you've got them too, don't you? I mean, because sometimes if I'm at a club or a bar and there's somebody singing and I'm looking around and hardly anybody is paying attention to this artist. And I think, oh, you know, I'm sure this artist is feeling that and is thinking, well, what am I doing here singing and nobody's paying attention? But at a home concert, it must be quite different.
Absolutely. People are generally very quiet, and if they're not, I bet the host is going to tap them on the shoulder.
The people come because they know what to expect. They know that they are there to listen to music and often to sing along on the choruses, right, Tanis?
Yeah.
So it's also a participation event in some cases, depending on the musician. That's why they're there. They've come to listen. And one of the things that you do in a house concert as a host is to put out as many chairs as you can put into a space to make people comfortable. We can fit about 30 people in our house, but they're in rows, and there's a couch, but people are facing the performer, and it's a listening time.
Yeah, let's talk mm-hmm. about the nuts and bolts of mm-hmm. what's involved, because I'm sure many people mm-hmm. are hearing this and thinking, that never occurred to me to have a musician in my house, but
right.
do I have the right house? How do I go about doing mm-hmm. this? Is there money involved? I mean, tell me what is involved with this.
Right. Well, we have about 30 people that can fit into our living room. My husband is an architect, so when we put an addition on the back of our house, we did it in such a way that we could fit a number of people into that room, because the way the house was before, we couldn't do that. I think that the average would be about 20 to 45 or 50 that may be in an audience for a house mm-hmm. concert. You can get 50 if you've got a big room in your basement.
Right. But a minimum of about 20, you're saying?
I would
to
think
make it worth
so,
the
to cover
while.
The costs, because what you're doing is a shared event. People are donating some of the money towards having the performer come to the house. It's not a free event. It's not an entertainment event in that way. It's a party that you're having in your home, but you're pooling in donations so that you're paying the performer.
Is there a set amount of donation that you and other people who are hosting would ask for? And or maybe there's a range even, and what would that be normally?
There is a range.
Mm-hmm.
I think it depends on where you are located. It depends on the performers and what they will accept as a minimum for coming. My husband and I set a minimum, and we talk to the performers in advance, and we say, are you happy with that minimum? So when we do our concerts in Toronto. At this point in time, we're charging $20 for a ticket, or we won't call it a ticket, we'll call it a donation. And if they're we set an early bird date for $2 less, so that encourages them to send us a check or send us some money early.
Oh, so that way you
and
make sure you get a commitment
from them. And then
we know
how many people
right.
are coming, and we have a commitment. And often we have a waiting list where I can't think of a concert that we haven't sold out and had waiting lists and filled them up.
So, mm-hmm. and Tanis, so what's been your experience as far as, because, you know, if you've done 20, you've done different kinds of homes, right?
Absolutely.
I'm sure the audiences have varied in size and the demographics have been different. What's been your general experience as far as the reaction of the people who are there?
Oh, actually, they love it, and I love it. And the communication between the audience and myself is just, it's so amazing. I've had some of the best times of doing concerts at house concerts, because it's just that immediacy. You get the reaction right back, and you can hear people singing, you can see them singing along to your music, and it's really heartwarming.
We hear that so often from our performers too, and we have performers in our home like David Francie and Dalla, The Undesirables, Susie Vinnick, Catherine Wheatley.
Well, we played all these artists on the show.
People
yeah.
like that, and who do big festivals and big venues, and yet when they're in the small house with just a few people, they're as happy as can be. I remember when Rick Fiennes said he had the sweet spot in our house where he could play the quietest he could ever play on his guitar, and he was so happy to make that sound and to know it was going to hit the back of the room without a microphone. And we just get such wonderful positive responses from not just the guests in the home, but also the mm-hmm. performers.
Now, is there a downside to putting on a home concert at all from either the host's point of view or the musicians, or not necessarily even a downside, but concerns?
As a musician, you have to rely on the host's friends to be there, to show up, you know, to support the house concert, and to, you know, basically make you a living. And so you have to rely on the host having enough friends, shall we say.
Oh, the requirement is the host should be a popular person, is that right?
Or they, you know, they have an extensive enough mailing list that they can right. get, you know, enough people to come to it.
Right. Are there any concerns on your part as the host, Debbie?
As soon as you said that, I was thinking about the amount of time it takes to set up the house and the amount of time it takes to clean up afterwards. And it's not onerous. It's just a job. It's something that we do happily because it's so worth it. But it's a few hours on either end.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sure some people are interested in what you're saying. So what would be the most important advice that you can give people? You know, consider this if you're seriously thinking about setting one up.
Well, there are the obvious things, a room that's big enough to hold the number we were talking about, having chairs that work in your space. We actually, instead of borrowing chairs, after a while we decided to buy chairs, and it fits more people in that way than using your big chairs. And having a snack and tea and coffee, so two coffee makers, one for decaf, one for caffeine, just things that are so obvious when you're having a party. Signs on the door to welcome people, private signs if you don't want someone to go into a certain room. And to keep it closed, we put signs everywhere so people know what to do and make them feel good. We even put name tags on people so that they don't know each other. They don't always know each mm-hmm. other. And it makes them more comfortable to talk to each other too before and during the concert.
What about tips that you mm-hmm. would have only learned from doing this to ensure the success of a concert?
Right. I'm going to go back to what advice that I was given by a friend when we were starting up house concerts, because it's worked for us over the years. We've been doing this for probably, since 2001. April 2001 was our first house concert. And before that, a friend of mine said, if you're going to do house concerts, there are three things I think you should remember. One is to really know your audience, know the style of music that your friends like. Start there. Don't start with some kind of music or performer that they may not be interested in, because what you want to do is you may want to develop the styles of music that come into your home, but you want to start with something that your friends are interested in already. And then the second thing he said was to only invite performers to your home that you already know and love. Not everybody does that when they do house concerts, but that's something that we did, and I always remembered. And he said, be their cheerleader. You're going to have to root for them on your emails to drum up people to come to your home, and you want to do that honestly and willingly. You want to say that that you are thrilled that they are coming to your home. And in every case, I can say that that's true. And then the third thing that he suggested was, and again, it's about the performer, but he said, treat your performers like gold. They are on the road so much of the time, and not in situations like this where they have a listening audience all the time. They spend a lot of time in restaurants. They spend a lot of time without people saying, what do you need, what do you want? So be that person for them. If there are food allergies, if you can have them for dinner, if you can have them overnight, if they're from out of town, then do that. I think in one or two cases, we picked a performer up from the airport because they came from out of province. So just doing those little things that make them feel as comfortable as possible in your home because they deserve it.
Mm. Gee, Tanis, I guess you can expect to be treated like gold next Saturday when you perform at Debbie's house.
I better bring my pajamas.
That's right. Yeah. So I should mention, of course, that Debbie, you and your husband Bill are having your final home concert.
That's right.
Right at your house in Toronto next Saturday. Tanis, you're going to be there.
Yeah. Thank you.
Debbie, we are so excited that Tanis is coming.
I'm excited too. I'm bringing my partner Louis.
Yeah.
So we'll be a duo. And John Lemay is warming up for us.
Fantastic. And it is sold out. I better say that
it
right
is.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So.
Totally sold out.
So other friends of Debbie's and Bill's are out of luck, unfortunately. Thank you so much for coming in and for all the great advice about home concerts.
I'm so glad you were interested in it.
I am, actually. You've really got my mind thinking here. Tanis Sliman is a singer-songwriter from Guelph. Her most recent CD is called Lucky Blue. Debbie Carroll is also a musician, and she and her husband Bill stage home concerts. And as I said, their final one takes place next Saturday, January the 30th, and then they will carry on the tradition in their new home in Goderich. For more info on home concerts, check out a few websites, which we have linked to from ours. Just go to cbc.ca/freshair.